Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:06 on, what is it, Tuesday morning?
Yep.
This is a crazy week because we've got our big show coming up on Thursday. Right now, this part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Hit it, Bryn! Travel. T-R-A-V-E-L. Text the word travel to this brand new text number, 72881. That's a new contesting number. It's not the number that you would text us on if you just wanted to say hi. Text TRAVEL, T-R-A-V-E-L, to 72881. Text it now for your chance to win. Message and data rates apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Minneapolis for the night before. That's airfare for you and a friend, 3 nights hotel stay, 2 tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band, and you'll get qualified for an on-location experience game day ticket package and a meet and greet with the Dave Matthews Band. So it's a big prize. Do it now. The word is travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, 72881. Yeah. We'll do this again at noon and at 4. You have 2 more chances today. And you're an instant winner if you get picked. You're not qualifying. You're just entering the contest. And boom, you win.
Boom.
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 All right.
Boom. Just like that. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. So I'm going to start with Oprah. I'm a big Oprah fan. I really feel like she's got a good, solid, positive message. What I don't know about Oprah is her position on everything. I mean, I guess maybe my feelings about Oprah will change if she was ever to actually become a politician and have to say, here's my thoughts on this, here's what I do about this, et cetera, et cetera. But it's so funny because it was just a joke on Sunday night at the Golden Globes.
Was it, though?
I thought so.
You don't think she's planting a seed?
Well, she wasn't the one who said it. But
she wasn't?
She wasn't. It was Seth.
I know, but...
Right. Who knows what was said behind closed doors? All I can do is whatever's been in the public eye.
I almost wonder if that cat doesn't have to set, because I'll tell you one joke he made, and I didn't even watch the guy's whole set, but he made one joke and he included Willem Dafoe's name in it.
Mm.
And I thought he had to have cleared that with Willem Dafoe. It, to pull his name, of all the people in the room, he used his name when he was talking about that gag about how
you don't
every man's
name
right. in Hollywood that gets said.
Right, tonight's a night you actually want to hear your name as opposed to all the other days.
Right, when... and he said Willem's name in reference to this gag, and I thought, I bet he had to ask the guy, because when the camera goes to Willem, he could have easily been like, what the, right. are you doing, Sam, you know? Instead, he, you know, made a polite laughter.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea how that stuff works.
So I don't doubt that was all cleared.
Well, cleared or not, she's always taken a pretty hard line on I would not consider that. And
for president.
For president, Oprah has.
So it's come up many times.
It has come up a bunch of times. And now it's the line has softened for sure. Just in the last 2 days. You know, just until 2 days ago, it was, I actually believed her. She'd always said, you know, that's just not what I want to do. People are pointing to the speech she gave at the Golden Globes, which was a very, you know, it was a well done. I wondered, actually, did she write that and read it off the teleprompter?
I felt that at first I thought it was off the top of her head.
Right. But it was
then,
so concise.
Exactly.
It was so well done.
Yeah, that I felt that she was reading it off the teleprompter.
Right. And it was a long speech. I mean, it was
very
9
long.
Or 10 minutes. Like, it felt long.
Oh,
it
my.
Felt, yeah. yeah.
They didn't start the music on her, huh?
Oh, no.
No.
No. It's Oprah. Well, it was the
and
some
the award,
special award.
Cecil
right.
Award.
So anyway, that people are pointing to that as a watershed moment. And of course, you know, Seth Meyers makes the quote unquote joke that she shouldn't run because he's supposedly the one who convinced, you know, his jokes a few years ago are the... And Tom Hanks, you will never be vice president. Right. So hashtags like hashtag Oprah 2020 began trending on social media. So I don't know, is it actually possible that she would run? She is not shutting down talk the way she has in the past. Bloomberg asked her backstage if she had any plans to run, and she said, I don't. But then the LA Times asked her if she'd think about it, and she said, okay. I mean, listen, there's no harm in thinking about something. Yesterday, CNN said that two anonymous close friends of Oprah's, who I'm sure run into the press all the time. So if they did talk to close friends of hers, these people were directed, right? I mean, you're not, you don't stay Oprah's close friend by saying what she said behind closed doors to CNN. They are claiming that she's, quote, actively thinking about it. One of them thinks she's been considering it for several months. Stedman Graham, that's her longtime partner, threw some fuel on the fire as well. He was asked about it, and he said, it's up to the people. She would absolutely do it. She really hasn't addressed this hysteria, but last October, she laughed at the idea. So that was last October. And now Stedman Graham is saying, it's up to the people. She would do it. Last June, she told The Hollywood Reporter, I will never run for public office. That's a pretty definitive thing. And there's a people have collected her past denials.
She has the best life. So
yes.
Unless she feels beyond inspired to do something, because that's one of the things we got from this Trump presidency, is all these people on Facebook with big mouths and partial tidbits of information on these topics sort of going, oh my God, well, run then, get out there and run. If you're inspired and you're absolutely on fire about what's happening in the world, get out there and run. Mm-hmm. Do it. Don't be on Facebook. That's not the place to make something happen. That's just annoying your friends and making them dislike you.
Right.
Like, go out there and run.
See less of this person.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, I mean, that's great.
Back in 1999, Trump actually endorsed her as his future running mate. This was back when he was way more left-leaning. He also once denied interest in running for president. Actually, probably more than once denied that he would ever run.
But Trump did.
Yes. But this is in a sit-down interview with Oprah back in 1988. She's interviewing him, and he said... in any event, the field they're saying is wide open. There's actually betting sites that have, they just put odds on Oprah, but they're basically, honestly, I'm just assuming that she's a total liberal Democrat, and so, you know, I mean, I can say I like her as much as I want to, but until I hear what her positions would be, and you know. I mean, I think that's all of us, right? We sort of need to know if she sounds like a viable candidate or if she's just wacky.
But it also feels like people who run go, and I'm going to put Pepsi in all the drinking fountains. And right. I'm going to, and they go, I love Pepsi.
Sure. You can be the class president.
Whether or not any of the stuff they say they want to do can actually happen. I mean, right now we're still in an argument over the wall,
right.
The border wall. You know that thing?
I've heard of it.
That argument continues. It's like, oh, man. Okay, that's what we're on.
So there's an internet gambling company that has updated their odds. They're giving Oprah a 20-to-1 chance of becoming our next president, which is better than other celebrity options, people who've been sort of, you know, lumped in.
What other names are out there?
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Mark Zuckerberg. They both have 25-to-1 odds.
Where does the president... do his bench pressing? Is that there at the White House, or does he have a nearby gym?
I would assume it's in the White House. I'm sure that the basement. You know what's interesting? She's got better odds than Joe Biden. Like, to me, he seems like really the only person that I've been like, well, I guess Joe Biden could do it.
You know, he's a likable guy, but he is a foot and mouth dude.
And he's so touchy. Like, he's done so many things where I went, ugh, stop rubbing that little girl's shoulders. Gross. So I'm sure, look, he'd have his share of problems running. They're giving him 25-1 odds, worse than Oprah. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Is that, am I saying her name right? Gillibrand?
Who's that?
She's the chick who, she's just from
New York. Yeah, the one that Donald Trump was going after, I remember.
Right, just a couple of weeks ago. They're giving her 25-1 odds.
So these odds makers are just, it's mostly nonsense, but do you think that they're putting Oprah with such good odds because we are so obviously taken by celebrity? I mean, we voted, not we as in me, but
the country.
America elected Donald Trump.
Yes. He's got 2-1 odds, by the way, I guess because he's a sitting president.
Who else?
Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Kamala making a splash in Washington. They're at 12-1.
I actually like Kamala. I think it might be too soon.
I agree.
For her, though.
I like Elizabeth Warren, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Is she ever going to live down that Pocahontas stuff or no?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I know. That's, she thought that she had some Indian blood in her. I actually think that the loser in that situation is the dude who called her Pocahontas. God. And that would be President Trump, by the way. For what it's worth, there's a whole different odds maker who is got Oprah's odds down to 10-1, equal with Biden. Let's see. They're also giving Hillary Clinton 50-1 odds. That's generous. anyway, there's that. That's, you know, Oprah. Will she run for president?
No Warren Beatty or anybody else like that on the list?
I don't have I'm sure that if you wanted odds on that, you could get them, Hooman. This is sort of an interesting story. You know the whole your song sounds too much like my song thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun. I actually always find that interesting when you listen to, you know, you go, oh,
many times it does.
Sure, lots of times. And actually, in this case, it really does. There is a Lana Del Rey song called Get Free. It's off her Lust for Life album. And she's being sued by Radiohead. They say, you ripped off Creep.
What's that clicking?
I don't know.
Sorry, pop-up.
I'm a creep.
Oh.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
So, undeniably, exact same chord progression.
Okay, so I had read the story, and I'm not into her, so I just didn't even bother to press on the song. I'm hearing it for the first time right now, and it's damn close.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same chord progression.
And so I have read a lot of different musicians who've come out on different sides of these types of stories where they go, no musician would sue another musician because we're all using the same chords and there's only so many possibilities. Mm-hmm. Who would do that? And others who have said, but you stole my song. This is how I make my money.
Stick a pin in that and remember what you just said.
Okay.
Because that, I think, is a crucial piece of the rest of this story, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, go.
So here's Radiohead's Creep. I mean, it is the same, even though, you know, the melody's slightly
couple
different.
Ticks faster, but sure. It's pretty close.
The chord progression is identical. I mean, you can sing this song over the Lana Del Rey song, no problem. So anyway, Lana confirmed the lawsuit yesterday on Twitter. She agrees that the songs sound familiar, and she offered them part of the publishing rights. But she says they want all of them.
Oh.
She says, although I know my song wasn't inspired by Creep, Radiohead feel it was and want 100% of the publishing. I offered up 40% over the last few months, but they will only accept 100%. Their lawyers have been relentless, so we have to deal with it in court. Here's the weird part. Listen to this song.
This is the weird part.
This is the weird part.
Okay.
Listen to this song. This is a well-known song by the Hollies. It's called The Air That I Breathe. It was a hit song in 1974.
All right.
Listen to a little of this. Radiohead paid them and now is suing Lana Del Rey. Like, if anything, the Hollies have the case here.
So Radiohead gave them the whole Creep or
but
part?
They settled out of court.
Oh, all right.
But the Hollies went, that's, dude, you stole our song. Dude, that's my song. whatever your quote was.
Right. Well,
and they ended up giving the original songwriters some of the Creep royalties. And I just think it's so funny that they wound up paying the Hollies and now they're suing Lana Del Rey. I actually think the Lana Del Rey is closer. Although, but even the strumming on that sounds super familiar. So anyway, there's your story.
And
about,
they've already admitted they've copied somebody else.
Right.
There it is.
Yeah. And they want 100%. Like, take your 40%.
Yeah, like, relax. You're already loaded. And you're supposed to be, like, you know, this super indie awesome band. Doesn't believe in suing.
What?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I just know that art is often derivative, and we all have been inspired by the people we learned from.
Absolutely.
And the Beatles probably could sit down and just start going through the entire musical world and go, yeah, we got that. We did that first. We did this first.
Yep.
You learned that from us.
And there would be people pre the Beatles who'd go, hey, but you stole that from us.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought, what a funny story.
And actually, if you go back to the beginnings of the Stones and all these early rock bands, they all say, we learned everything from these black guitarists in the South.
Yep.
And they
name Zeppelin? Them. Like, there are actually, I think it's, is it Dazed and Confused? The riff from that is 100% lifted from this other dude's song. He's like, yeah, I know. Or did. Maybe he's dead now. I think that Jimmy Page's 74th birthday is today.
Oh, is it?
I think it's a Jimmy, it's something, some kind of Zeppelin.
Happy birthday.
Day. Yeah.
Jimmy Page.
So maybe all the people he stole from are dead by now.
Well, no, they used to name them, though. They would often, a lot of these cats, Keith
January
Richards
9th.
Used to say, these records are how I learned how to play guitar.
Yeah.
And you look back at the old albums, they're blues albums.
Right.
Their early
the
albums.
The
were
bottom
just
line on those is that they're
blues.
Right.
She's going to take them to court.
I guess so. I mean, that's the end. Whatever.
All right. Well,
she should actually get the Hollies in there to be witnesses. So Gwyneth Paltrow is now engaged to Brad Falchuk.
Who's that guy?
He's some dude. What does he do? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. They've been together a while. I have no idea. Maybe he's a former bodyguard. Maybe he directs films. I have no idea who this guy is. I mean, he's somebody, though. He does. I believe I've heard stuff about him. She says,
ultra wealthy.
What do you got?
Yeah, he's Glee, American Horror Story, and Scream.
Oh, he's
Scream
a
Queens.
Like a TV producer?
Or yeah, he's a producer, director.
Oh, there you go. So he's an entertainment guy. Oh, I wonder if they met on the set of Glee. She did a couple of appearances on Glee back in the day.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She played a teacher.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, that's right. They did meet on the set
of
Glee, yeah.
Well, they're in
He's
love.
He's worth $20 million.
Good for him.
That's it?
What's she worth? She's got to be worth way more
than
that.
Like $100 million.
Yeah.
You got that, Brandy? I'm going to get it.
Yeah, you can get it.
She's not. Well, I guess she is, right?
We feel incredibly lucky to have come together at this juncture in our lives.
She's worth $140.
When our collective successes and failures can serve as building blocks for a healthy and happy relationship.
What?
Yeah.
Did she say that or did he?
They said that.
That is a statement.
Oh, yes. Wow.
He's divorced too. He's got two kids from his ex.
Well, and she has two?
She's got two. Apple and Moses. And actually, you know what's funny? She posted this. Which I just thought was really cute. It's Brad Falchuk.
Oh.
And
that's funny. I didn't think of him.
What's that?
You said Brad and I went Pitt.
No. Yep. A different, totally different Brad. It's Brad Falchuk and Chris Martin. And I think it says Sunday brunch, hashtag modern family. Here they are just sitting at the table together because they, you know, they've got kids. They're trying to be adults.
Oh, this is the new guy on the right?
New guy on the right, old guy on the left. They confirmed their engagement with a Goop magazine cover. So they're so cute. Look how cute they are together. So happy together. And then she goes on and on, you know, because she likes to talk. And personally, at midlife, I've tried to accept how complex romantic love can be. I've decided to give it a go again. not only because I believe I found the man I was meant to be with, but because I've accepted the soul-stretching, pattern-breaking opportunities that, terrifyingly, are made possible by intimacy.
Can you imagine how much you love kids when you've got to sit next to the guy who's boning your ex-wife and smile for a photo? Like,
you
what
know,
the hell,
you
man?
Do love
you
your
love
kids.
You love your kids so much. You're
wasn't
like,
he boning Jennifer Lawrence? Like, they're all out there boning famous
right.
people. Like,
but why, under any circumstance other than for your kids, would you want to sit on the same bench at the same table with the guy doing your ex-wife?
Because you're a mature grown-up.
Because you love your kid. That's it.
I'm sure they're just having a ball. Some people really can get over stuff.
I love my kids so much, but that call, hey, do you want to join me and my fiance for breakfast at the... No. Absolutely not. No, the answer's no. I don't want to do that.
But your daughter will be there, and she'd really like to see you.
Yuck.
Does that change anything?
Well, yeah, I want.
I mean, hope that you didn't have some. I mean, they consciously uncoupled, Vinny. I mean, they're so grown up about this stuff. They're clearly more evolved than us. They look like they're having fun. Maybe you'd get along with her new guy. Maybe you'd actually become friends.
Yeah, the whole point is I wouldn't want to. That's the point. I wouldn't want to be...
All right, I'm totally out of time. You know, I have another Gwyneth Paltrow story. It's about enemas. Save it.
Awesome.
I'm going to save it for the secret show because I don't have time for it now. What's coming up in the news?
The beer you need to stock up on because it may be going away.
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:37. Thank you so much for listening. It's delightful to have you here. Be careful driving out there. The roads are wet. This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Hey, Yuzette.
Hey, Sarah.
The Eagles. Remember when the
oh,
Eagles
no,
used
don't.
To...
You better not be playing my version.
Oh, play her version.
Oh, see, I wasn't even going to do
oh,
that.
Don't.
But thanks for the reminder.
No, don't do it.
Do
no,
it.
Don't torture her with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please don't.
Play Heartache Tonight. I love that tune. Anyway, the Eagles, I mentioned you, Zach, because
yes.
she's such a fan. But isn't it so, remember when years ago they were like, yeah, we're never playing again when Hell Freezes
yeah,
Over?
Yeah,
now it's
totally.
Like,
I went to that concert.
Like, oh, the Eagles are around again.
And then I saw them again. But I am definitely going to
How many
go.
Times have you seen them?
I've only seen them twice.
Oh.
Once at Shoreline and once in Fresno.
Are you announcing a show right now?
I am. And, oh. and we have some tickets to give away.
So listen to this.
Okay.
I don't know if this is for this event, but mm-hmm. Glenn Frey, who passed away,
right?
his kid is playing yeah. in his place.
His
oh,
son is going to be doing it. Uh-huh.
What's
so
his
I was
name?
Reading an interview
I don't remember his son's name.
With, is it Don Henley?
Yeah.
The this guy? The
singer, drummer.
Right. He was saying... we weren't sure if we could continue, and then Glenn's kid came out and sang, and we were
let's
we were
keep
like,
on
it's
doing
a perfect
it.
Fit.
Aww, that's so great.
That is great.
I see he has two sons. Possibly it's Deacon that is going to be
I don't know,
taking
but
what a great
place.
Name, Deacon.
Yeah, that is a great name. Yeah, I think it's Deacon Frey. But yeah, they're coming to town. I'm
they
totally
are.
They're, going.
They'll be here September 20th. So it's a ways off. You got to put a little reminder in your uh-huh. calendar. The Zac Brown Band is playing, too.
Awesome.
So the Eagles with the Zac Brown Band, September 20th, AT&T Park in San Francisco. The tickets go on sale next Friday, January 19th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And you said we have a pair right here?
No, we do not
oh,
have
we,
a pair
oh, we
here.
Don't
we
have a pair.
We have pairs next week, though.
Okay, so
next
this is
week,
the announcement for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Win them next week on
right.
the Alice.
Yeah, totally
My
going. And AT&T is such a great venue for concerts.
It's amazing that I can't keep everything straight here.
Well, there's 20,000 things on your list, Sarah. And I also meant to put, as we're sitting here, I was like, oh, yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to put
oh,
on there.
Oh, no. What else?
Well, in talking with Michael, our boss, yesterday, saying that we can hire interns.
Oh, right. Okay, hold
so
on.
I wanted
let me,
to do
let
a
Let me wrap
thing.
This up here.
Okay.
There's Fresh, and then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference. Entercom has entered.
Yeah!
The intern program is back. It's back. You need to get college credit for it. You need to be over 18, mm-hmm. and you need to contact uzette@radioalice.com. UZETTE. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
We're going to get we got a farm league going again.
Now, you got to work morning show hours,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, don't forget, the show starts early. You got to get here really early, but it's worth it, and it's we're super excited about it. The internship program is back, baby, at Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For January, check out Oakland's Temescal neighborhood.
All right.
Yeah,
you'll love it. Temescal. It's the best. Super fun.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Visit Oakland.
Right. Here's what's happening. Alabama somehow won the national championship again last night. I don't know how. They were losing most of the game. Came back to get the win. I'd already gone to bed.
Yeah.
After the alarm debacle at the high school near my house, I hadn't slept all night. I was ready for bed at 6 o'clock last night. I called the high school where this alarm went off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you probably didn't hear the story. Two nights ago.
Sunday night.
At 1:30 in the morning, this giant alarm starts going off. And I do my usual check around the house. And then I run out onto the street.
With a baseball bat.
Well... You can't be too careful. It is the middle of the night.
And you can't look too much like the guy who caused the alarm to go off.
Anyway, it was the high school that we live near that where this alarm went off for 2 hours in the middle of the night.
And we're just coming off vacation, and you have to get up at 3 in the morning.
And it's that night, of course, of all the nights.
So Monday morning,
I called
morning,
them
right.
yesterday. I just called the high school because I couldn't find out online what the hell. The lady answers the phone and... at the office, and I'm
actually shocked that someone picked up the phone.
Oh yeah, they have a dial one if this is about attendance, dial whatever, and dial zero if you want. So I get zero. I get the person. I go, listen, I'm your neighbor. I gotta know what the hell with the alarm last. Oh, there was a glitch in the system, and I'm like 2 hour glitch. Yeah, so we asked further about it and found out, I guess, the principal's wife was having a baby, and he was unavailable
to
turn it off.
Oh. Of all the times for something to happen.
All of those things go down
they need
on
a
Sunday
person.
To Monday night.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, I don't even know. Oh, I don't even remember why I brought that up.
Oh, because... Yuzi, walk us back.
Well, I was thinking Temescal, and then you talked about Alabama winning, and you went to bed.
Oh, I was so tired. Right. I went to bed. Sorry.
Ta-da!
You're actually amazing at that.
I went to bed so early that I missed the end of the national championship, and it looked like Alabama was going to lose that, and nope, they came back to get the win, and I got some sleep, thankfully.
Alas.
Makes life a lot better.
Yeah.
It does make it easier.
When you get a couple hours.
Feel a little sharper.
So this is a story I do because I think it's actually neat. There are some animal control officers in Michigan that are trying to raise awareness this week about not putting your dog outside in the cold. Mm. There have been some stories in the news about dogs being put outside during the cold bomb. You'd think people who have dogs would love them enough not to even consider that. And yet... these guys are doing this in order to bring awareness. Two of them are going to be spending the night in dog houses outside in order to help people understand that it's too cold to be outside.
Oh, my God.
Overnight.
Yeah.
They're saying that they'll come in when it's too cold because, of course, they can.
Right.
The dog can't. One is going to sleep outside without any shelter to see how long he can take it. They expect it to dip down into
I hope none of them die.
Well, they won't because they can come in.
Yeah, but if you fall asleep, you could freeze to death.
I'm sure.
That's what they say freezing to death is. You fall asleep. Oh, now I'm fine.
Others will be there, too. It's a bit. you know, they're doing a bit.
Yeah. Well, right. Maybe they're wearing some kind of monitor where if they start to...
They're going to live stream it on Facebook to show people how miserable it is as they try to stay out there all night from 6 p.m. to 8 in the morning. I don't know what kind of gear they're going to have, but it's a good heads up for people.
If you can't make that dog a member of your family and care for it the way that you would the other members of your family, you don't have a dog.
Yeah.
And to put it outside and make it suffer like that is unbelievable.
I don't know what it was an ad for, probably the Humane Society, but you remember being a kid and seeing those ads where it's a dog and he's outside and it's freezing and he's just looking kind of toward the house and they're focused in on him and you hear the voices of the people celebrating, you know, whatever Thanksgiving and it's
you're
like,
bumming
oh,
me out, dude.
Didn't you get a puppy last year? Oh yeah, yeah. He's big now. He's out in the backyard.
Yeah.
And there's the dog. Like, yeah. Oh, I just want to be part of the family.
Oh no! Come on, listen. I'm switching gears. Just don't put your dog outside, okay?
Care about the animals that you bring into your
absolutely.
Life,
absolutely,
or find another home for them because
right.
you're not giving them.
Let
one of
someone
those.
Rescue that puppy from you because that is not the way. Mm-hmm. Beer.
Oh,
everybody loves it.
I do.
I like beer.
Uh huh.
Modelo lately.
You're
oh,
on
yeah?
the Modelo.
I am.
What are you drinking? What's your drink?
You know what? Frankly, just Budweiser.
Oh.
Sorry, people.
Don't be sorry.
Well,
what are you sorry
people
about?
Start texting in saying how classless I am because I like Budweiser.
Hey, people like Bud. It's king of beers.
Isn't your dad a Bud guy?
My dad's a big Bud guy.
Yeah.
That's the beer of choice. That, if he can't get a Bud, he'll take a Corona.
Mm. Oh. Well, I pretty much would drink anything, but I was usually a yellow...
Does this have alcohol in it?
Yellow can Coors guy
oh.
early on there, and then I think I was drinking Beck's at the end, or actually I just would hold one
right
to pretend I wasn't actually drinking hard... I was drinking hard alcohol. I was just,
yeah. Shots of whiskey at the
yeah.
bar.
Here's... Look, it's just one beer. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is that beer sales for these brands are down, and it's likely you'll see Bud Light Lime go away if there isn't a change here in the near future.
I'd be fine with that.
Bud Light Lime is way down. I thought you liked that.
I actually don't
Lime?
Mind
yeah.
it.
I've had it before.
No, but it's not on your list.
I wouldn't go get it, though, right?
Yeah.
But I have had it, and I didn't hate it. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's sort of interesting.
Yeah, so
but yeah,
fine.
I definitely...
Beer sales are down for Miller High Life, too. Bud! Regular old Bud uh-huh. is down.
Huh?
They come in at number 5 on the list of beers that are down in sales.
Is it because of all the craft brews that
oh,
are out
it's gotta
these
be,
days?
Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
people are into, you know, fancy pants
yeah.
beers.
I mean, even the companies... Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, I mean, they were laying off a lot of people.
Well,
and currently, we know some people that are being laid off shortly as well.
Mm.
They're
been
also
given their notice.
Paying big bucks for these other brew brands that have been built up
mm-hmm.
as, I don't know, Lagunitas got sold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else is... I don't drink. I haven't for a long time, but...
No, but there's the section of the supermarket gets larger and larger for just sort of... Here's some craft brews.
It's well, it's almost like that in the tech world. You see someone build a brand,
mm-hmm.
and then the big one comes Choo. And eats the little one, and the little one hits the beach.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got paid!
Or comes up with
here.
Their next craft beer
right.
to sell. Well, let's do that again.
But that's the move, right? If you could sell to one of the big boys and cash out, it's pretty nice. New Year's resolutions. Did you make one?
I made a loose one. I'm going to try and lose 10 pounds this year.
Oh.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
You're going to stop eating altogether? You don't even eat that much.
Eat less. I eat. I mean, I eat.
Eating better is the number
eating,
one New
yeah,
Year's
eating
resolution.
Eating better, I guess, is what I'm trying to
exercising
yeah.
more comes in at yeah. 2. Spend less money.
Yeah.
Take better care of themselves, like getting more sleep. Read more books, learn a new skill. These are all the on the list of New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to try to go to more concerts
oh.
this year.
You are?
Yeah, because, you know, I hate the people scene, but...
I know, I feel you.
You know, trying to get through people. I don't hate people. I love people. It's just getting through people is really difficult for
me.
But because I had so much fun at the Elton John concert that I was just like, you know... Music is just so wonderful. I really enjoy it. I really need to get over my fear of the people thing and just
because it's
go.
Everything the parking,
yeah,
the
all
crowds,
that stuff.
The
so
whole
if
thing.
I just try to make plans ahead and get my mind psyched out to you're gonna have to deal with this,
yeah.
Once you get there, it's gonna be great. So I'm gonna go to, I already have 3 concerts planned. Oh.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, yeah. The Eagles coming
well,
up in
duh,
September.
Well, the Eagles, but Steely Dan. Oh, another one. Steely Dan is coming to Shoreline.
With the Doobie Brothers.
Yes. And also, did you see this
yeah,
morning?
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
And Cyndi Lauper.
I don't care about Cyndi, but I love
oh,
Rod
I love
Stewart.
Cyndi. This is not the first time they've toured together either. Isn't that strange?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently they did it last year as well.
See, I'd listen to Rod Stewart if he was going to do early Rod Stewart. Right. But if he's going to do the standards.
I bet he does
all his hits.
Yeah.
There's an album he did with Jeff. I think it's actually a Jeff Beck album, but it's Rod Stewart singing, and it's so damn good. And it's that Rod Stewart I'd go see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's around anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I want to go see these people before they die.
I know.
Oh,
well, we've lost some really good ones that I have real regret not seeing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to a show this week, so.
What are you going to?
John Mayer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm going to that, too. Oh, that's
Everybody's
funny. Let's hang
going.
Out. I heard the whole show's going to go.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to a show this week.
Actually,
it's Thursday night, everybody.
If you already had tickets to our Winterland, because this is a rescheduled concert for our Winterland show that was December 12th. If you have tickets, they're going to be honored this Thursday night. There are 2 more chances to win them today and then 3 chances tomorrow. 11-5 today and 6-11-5 tomorrow. Last chances.
I'm into this John Mayer. I think he's going to take Kid Rock's title as the most surprising show I've ever seen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the kid, that'll be hard.
I know, but
a Kid Rock show was like, what am I seeing? This is amazing.
I shouldn't like this much.
Why have I not left yet? One more song.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 831 says, I agree with Vinny about Star Wars. Mm. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And she's so brave. How could you?
Mm. How could I?
How could you?
Cheesy. So cheesy.
Oprah has built one of the most successful brands in history. Running for office would destroy that. I don't think she'd ever let that happen.
It is interesting to ponder, though. I mean, I have to say that if she ever did win or run at all, I mean, I would be fascinated by that. I don't.
Her success has gone to her head in a way that we couldn't even fathom what's going on in there anymore.
But she's not afraid to work.
No, I don't. And I'm not saying that she hasn't worked hard.
Oh, no.
Building the brand she has and accomplishing everything she has is profound.
Right.
No question. But she's also completely out of touch. Huge celebrities bow down to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on. That last year of her show was just a tour of celebrities on their knees for her. I mean, a tour of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it didn't stop there. That was just.
Right. So, I agree with you. I think
so
that
who
she's.
I mean, the bit she did with Ellen about that grocery store.
Right,
thing.
They hadn't been in the grocery store, either one of them, in over a year.
Or the bank.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't have to. They do have those people. So
right, but her,
is that
but
a
her
touch?
Little joke about, oh, the last time I made a deposit, it was $2 million. And
right.
I, you know.
Well.
Oh, my God.
There's very few people who can relate to her. I guess Ellen's one of them. You know, we all need a person to joke around with.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and I agree that she's out of touch. But I think that a lot of times that's a complaint with anybody running for president. Certainly Donald Trump was out of touch. I mean,
he fingered something because a lot of people, whatever it was, enough people voted for him that he's the guy now. So
yeah, I don't know how the billionaire became the man of the people, but all right.
LOL, Bonnie, you're so wrong. Never discourage the conversation, says 707.
What?
No, that's what I was saying. I don't want to see it on my Facebook feed.
The person that's freaking out
and thinks that the fascist army is coming for them and going to rip them from their house. It's like, okay.
Well, if you post about it on Facebook, they do know where you are now.
Yeah.
In case you're worried about that.
Right.
Just a heads up.
You want to know Oprah's policies? Look at Barack Obama. She pretty much handpicked him to be president. Is that right?
All right. She endorsed them.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to start with Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars. It's back, and we've got tickets.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.